两位弟兄姊妹带我们有点简单的祷告好不好？我们再开始、第二部分的交通。我们请两位弟兄或者姊妹带我们一起祷告。
谢谢你主啊，真是借着吴弟兄主啊，真是带领我们在这里一起能够更进一步从地往天上去看，能够明白你一点点的心意主啊，真是带领我们这个聚会，让主你自己的心意可以真是不断的向我们彰显主啊，真是让我们真是知道说主啊，真是你在马太福音说使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们可以承受地土，主啊，我们真是不懂这个什么意思，主啊，真是当你看到你的心意从地上到天上的时候，主啊，我们就略略明白你的心意，主啊，真是带领我们在一起，在你面前的聚集，主啊，真是让我们更深入的能够明白你的心意，啊，把知识主啊变成我们生活的行动，谢谢主，祷告是奉基督名求，
阿门。
慈爱的天父，我们实在是何等的感谢你，赞美你，谢谢你差遣你忠心的仆人，今天正是在这里来为我们讲说你的心意。我们好像知道了你，可是实在我们又太不知道你。父啊，求你真是继续的来向我们开启，向我们说话，也将世人智慧启示的灵赏给我们，让我们更多的知道你。谢谢你，求你继续祝福恩待晚上这一点的时间，保守网络线路的通畅，保守讯号。主啊，我们谢谢你，祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
阿门。
主，我们感谢你，你是说话的主，你在历世历代，你不断的说话。今天你透过你已经说过的话，来继续对我们说话，所以我们把今天这两堂，把第二部分也交在你的恩手中。主，透过好像我们不太认识的地名，我们似懂非懂的人事物，主，求圣灵来点活你的话，晚上向你的百姓施恩。我们都在这里，请向我们来述说，听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名，阿门，
阿门。
我们一起来念投出来的圣经创世纪十二章第七节和第八节，我们一起来请。耶和华向亚伯兰显现说，我要把这地赐给你的后裔。亚伯兰就在那里为向他显现的耶和华筑了一座坛，从那里他又迁到伯特利东边的山，支搭帐篷，西边是伯特利，东边是爱。他在那里又为耶和华筑了一座坛，求告耶和华的名。好，我们来到今天的主要部分，就是讲亚伯拉罕的迦南地。我们这次重点当然是看圣经地理，我们要来对迦南地有一些认识啊，认识的。
吴弟兄，我们请他继续翻译哦。
So let's focus on the main part of our sermon today, which is the land of Canaan.
那迦南地，我们需要一点线索。
We need some evidence for this land of Canaan.
那么我们现在第一步就是从亚伯拉罕人生中最重要的一些事件来看一看迦南。
So first, we will look through the major life event of Abraham, to examine this land of Canaan.
那么这是相辅相成的。
This goes together. This goes together.
那从如果我们有了亚伯拉罕的事件，那么我们对迦南地就有一些认识。
If we look at the event, major life events of Abraham, we will have a better understanding of the land of Canaan.
那么目的当然不仅仅是地理了，目的是神的应许在这块地里面。
We don't just want to understand the geography, but we want to understand the purpose of God, through geography.
因为应许在地中，所以我们需要认识这块地。
Because the promise of God is within the geography, within the land, so we need to go look at the land.
然后反过来，透过这一个一个的地方，透过这个地理，我们能更好的认识在亚伯拉罕身上所发生的事情。
We can say this the other way. Through the land of Canaan, through all this geographical locations, we can see God's promises step by step.
所以这就是我们讲的地理和历史。
So this is what we are talking about, geography and history. Goes together.
这在我们读经中是很重要的两个角度。
It's very important two aspects when we read the scripture.
那么我们是从历史来认识地理，然后也从地理来认识历史。
We will get a better understanding of the geography through history and vice versa.
那么在这两者之间，圣灵能给我们有第三层面，就是属灵的意义。
Together, the Holy Spirit will lead us to a third meaning, which is through God.
这样讲有点抽象，那么我们就拿亚伯拉罕的例子来看。
It's kind of hard to understand, but let's look at the example of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕人生中有一个很清楚的重点。
There is a very clear focal point of Abraham's life.
我们刚才读了创世纪十二章七节和八节，讲到两次亚伯拉罕筑坛。
We've just read the book of Genesis chapter 12 verses 7 and 8.Abraham built altars twice.
其实不只是两次，亚伯拉罕人生中一共有四座祭坛。
Abraham not only just built those two altars, he actually had built four.
当我们发现了祭坛是亚伯拉罕人生中很重要的特点。
As we have seen this,Altar is the importance, the focal point of Abraham's life.
但是每一座祭坛不是凭空而立。
But the altars are not built in vain.
它是在一个具体的地点树立的。
It's built in a specific location.
当我们把第一座坛的位置，第二座第三座、第四座的位置放在一起。
When we have combined all the locations of the four altars together,
我们发现
，we have discovered，
原来这四座祭坛的位置就代表了整个迦南地。
The four places of where the altar has built represents the entire land of Canaan.
所以换句话说。亚伯拉罕是怎么把这一块迦南地得着的呢
？In other words, how did Abraham gain this land of Canaan?
我们今天如果是打仗的话
，If we're in a wartime today,
那么我们知道，你打一仗就有一块地，打两仗就有另一块地啊。如果你看亚历山大
We all know, if we're in wartime, you fight a battle, you will gain a piece of land. You fight another battle, you will gain another piece of land. You can see this clearly through Alexander the Great.
所以如果你要认识希腊的崛起，希腊帝国的崛起，你要认识亚历山大的故事。
If you want to look at the rise of the Greek kingdom, you should just read the story of Alexander the Great.
那么你就知道。所有读历史的人，亚历山大有三场与波斯的战争。
If you're a history fanatic, you will know that Alexander the Great has three major battles with the Persia kingdom.
这三仗当然是在三个不同的地点。
Of course, they're in three different locations.
那都是可以说是关键的地点。
You can say they're in all major.Important location.
为什么我们说兵家必争之地
Why do we call them, you must win, this is the land that you must win?
那因为战争、产业、地点，它是紧紧相连的。
Because war, production, and asset are all connected together.
那么世界上的人是战争。
We are war.
就是 in the world, 在世界上是讲到战争。
In the world, we talking about this war.
属灵上当然也有战争。
We also have the spiritual war.
所以我们明天主若愿意，我们要讲迦南的战争，征战。
Tomorrow we're going to talk about the battle or the war of Canaan.
但是世界上的人是打仗就得地了。
In our physical world, when we have a battle, yeah, we will win a piece of land.
但是在属灵上。
But in spirit.
要先筑坛，然后才能征战。
You must have an altar built before you fight the spirit.
亚伯拉罕和他的后裔之所以能把整块迦南地得下来，不是光因为约书亚打了仗。
It's not the reason that Abraham can have this land of Canaan is not because Joshua had a war, had a battle.
而是因为亚伯拉罕筑了坛。
It's really just Abraham established altars first.
所以从我们这次从地理的角度，大家就能有这一个开启，是因为亚伯拉罕在整个的迦南地有四个战略性的位置，筑了四座坛。
Through the perspective of geography, we can clearly see that the four altars, the location of the four altars, all have very important strategical meanings behind.
所以在这四个地方，亚伯拉罕筑了坛。
Therefore, Abraham built four altars.
筑坛从人与神的关系来说是亚伯拉罕求告神的地方。
The meaning of building an altar from the perspective of us, humans, and God is us asking God.
但是在亚伯拉罕的人生中你就看见哪里有筑坛哪里就有就有产业。
Through the life of Abraham, you can see that wherever location Abraham has established an altar, he will gain a piece of land.
所以弟兄姊妹，什么是祷告？
So brothers and sisters, what is prayer?
每一次当我们眼睛闭起来，每一次当我们跪在主面前的时候，
Every time we close our eyes and kneel down in front of God.
如果我们用亚伯拉罕的人生来看，我们就能懂得什么叫做祷告。
If we look through the life of Abraham, we will understand what really prayers are.
当我们祷告的时候
，When we pray,
就是我们筑坛的时候。
That's the time we build an altar.
当我们有祭坛。神就把他要赐给我们的牛奶与蜜之地赐给我们。
When we have this altar, God will give this piece of land that is flowing milk and honey.
那我们要注意的是
，The thing we need must pay attention to.
这四个地点就代表了整个迦南地。
This four location is that the four location represents the entire land of Canaan.
如果我们的一生是在神的恩典中的一生，你以恩典为年岁的冠冕，你的路径都低下之由。如果我们有蒙福的一生
，If our life is in the grace of God, if we are anointed by God, if our grace is our grace is dripping,
你可以说，就是我们一生的几个祷告，代表了我们一生。
You can say this couple of prayers that's in our life represent our life.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们有没有摸到迦南地？
have we touched the land of Canaan?
如果我们回首我们属灵的一生啊，我们认识主以后这些年日。
If we look back our life after we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord.
亚伯拉罕的一生，你能够指着这四座祭坛说，这就是亚伯拉罕的一生，这就是神所赐给亚伯拉罕的产业。
For Abraham, you can point these four altars and say, this is the life of Abraham. This will represent Abraham. Abraham gained four people. Abraham gained land through these four altars.
那么在我们身上一样的，我们能不能回首我们信主的这五年、十年、二十年，我们能不能说有四个祷告
？For our spiritual growth, for our own time, that's we are with God. Can you say the same? Do we have four prayers? That is changing our life.
有三个祷告或者五个祷告，多少个都没有关系。
Maybe it's five.
这几个祷告
，sorry, maybe it's five, maybe it's three. Doesn't matter. But this the importance are.
它代表了神在我身上恩典的一生。
It represents God is God has grace on me. It represents my entire life. That's in front of God.
那我们看一看第一座祭坛在事件。
Let's look at the first altar that's in Shechem.
事件，整个的迦南地有一个中心。
The entire land of Canaan has a center.
迦南的描述叫做从但到别是巴。
The description of Canaan is from Dan to Beersheba.
这张图有点小，所以北部你看这是加利利海，这是死海。
Kind of hard to see, but where the northern part is, where that's the Sea of Galilee, and the center is the Dead Sea.
加利利再往北就是但，所以但大概在这个位置。
The most north part of the land is Dan.
从但，别是巴呢在这个位置。
Where the cursor is at right now, that's Beersheba. From Dan to Beersheba, that's the land of Canaan.
所以整个迦南地，北方的但到南方的别是巴。
So the entire land of Canaan is from the northern part of Dan to the southern part of Beersheba.
如果你画一条直线，这条线的中间 midpoint.
If you draw a straight line from Dan to Beersheba, the most middle point
就是事件
is Shechem.
哎，很稀奇的，你看亚伯拉罕他来到的第一站，神告诉他。这就是那一块地、啊、这就是迦南地，是在事件。
That's kind of interesting, right? The first land, the first place that Abraham went to, God said, "This is the land of Canaan."
那么事件的照片，等我给大家看，大家有这个印象。事件是但到别是巴的中央。
We will show a picture later, but just keep this in mind. Shechem is the middle point of Canaan.
所以神定规亚伯拉罕的第一座祭坛必须是在事件。
So God ordered Abraham to build his first altar in Shechem.
然后第二座坛、啊、事件当然在中央山脉，大家记得吗？五条带。
We remember that Shechem is in the middle mountain.
是在海、啊、或者沿海平原和中央裂谷，中间就是中央山脉。
Is within the coastal plain and the central mountain.
那么这四座祭坛通通在中央山脉上。
The four altars are all on the central mountain.
所以神要给亚伯拉罕和他后裔的产业聚焦在中间的这一条山脉。
The asset or the inheritance that God is going to give to Abraham is all along the central mountain.
然后没有多久、啊、第七节在事件第八节就来到了伯特利，没有多久就往南来到了伯特利。
Verse 7 talked about Shechem. Not too soon, very soon, Abraham went to Bethel.
那么第二座坛，圣经说在伯特利与爱的中间。
The second altar is in the middle between Bethel and Ai.
那这个地方呢是稍微不同，它是双城。
This place, they're two cities, kind of different.
我们知道，像在美国有这个 Minneapolis 是 twin city， 是两个城的。
If you know the United States, we know there's a twin city, Minneapolis.
那么同样的道理，第二座祭坛是在双城中筑的坛。
Same idea. The altar is built between the two cities.
然后到了创世纪十三章，亚伯拉罕来到了希伯伦，希伯伦在靠近别示巴，在南方。
When in Genesis chapter 13, Abraham went to Hebron, and that is near Beersheba.
第三座坛在希伯伦。
The third altar is in Hebron.
最后第四座坛在摩利亚，摩利亚大概在伯特利和希伯伦中间。
The fourth altar was built in Moriah, which is between Bethel and Hebron.
那么摩利亚当然我们知道就是耶路撒冷。
We know Moriah is Jerusalem.
所以整个迦南地有一个代表，就是中间的中央山脉。
So we know the land of Canaan represents the central of the central mountain.
那么中央山脉中间有四个战略性的重要的地点。
Central mountain has four strategic locations.
就在这四个地点，这四座城，亚伯拉罕筑了四座祭坛。
Which is in the four cities that Abraham had built altars.
那么我们给大家一个小小的解释，大家就知道它的重要。
Let's have a very quick explanation.
我们知道亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，然后雅各就生了十二个儿子。
So、we know from.Abraham comes to Isaac, Isaac comes to Jacob, Jacob have 12 tribes.
那么将来迦南地不是给亚伯拉罕个人的，而是给亚伯拉罕有许许多多的子孙。
In the future time, the land of Canaan is not just given to the Abraham himself, it's given to the millions and millions of descendants.
当亚伯拉罕筑坛的时候，他根本不知道雅各的十二个儿子谁是谁。
Abraham had no clue when he set up the altar who Jacob is going to give birth to, the 12th son.
但是神都知道。
But God knows.
当然我没有时间去解释哈，神不是偏心的神，但是神是有拣选、有安排的神。
We don't have time to explain, but I can tell you God is fair. God does not play in favor.God do have plan.
那么在十二个儿子中间有三个重要的儿子，三个特别重要的儿子。
Among all the 12 sons, there are three most important ones.
那第一个当然是约瑟。
We know the first one is Joseph.
第二个是便雅悯。
The second one is Benjamin.
这两个是拉几生的。
The first two was born by Rachel.
然后第三个就是犹大。
The third is Judah.
事件在将来就成了约瑟支派的产业。
Shechem later on became the inheritance of the tribe of Joseph.
约瑟有两个儿子，马拿西跟以法莲。
Joseph had two sons.Manasseh and Ephraim.
事件在哪里呢？事件的南方就是以法莲，事件的北方就是马拿西。
When we think of Shechem, the northern part of Shechem is Ephraim. The southern part of Shechem is Manasseh.
反过来。Opposite.
Oh, sorry. The southern part is
Ephraim.
Ephraim, the northern part is Manasseh.
对，那所以亚伯拉罕不知道。
Abraham had no clue.
当 他在示剑筑坛的时候
When Abraham built the altar in Shechem
前人筑坛后人得地
The ancestor built an altar The descendant will gain the land
亚伯拉罕筑了示剑的坛约瑟支派就得着了他们的那一块地
Abraham set up an altar in Shechem The tribe of JosephGain their land.
第二个是便雅悯。
Second one is Benjamin.
伯特利在什么地方呢？伯特利与爱在什么地方呢？
Where is Bethel and Ai?
伯特利的北边是以法莲。
The northern part of Bethel is Ephraim.
在地图上，一我们说是示剑嘛。
We see number one is Shechem.
二是伯特利嘛。
Number two is Bethel.
那么一和二之间就是以法莲所在的地方。
In between, that's where Ephraim is at.
但是你来到了二，你就进入了便雅悯的地带。
But if you go to two, that's where Benjamin is at.
然后你来到了四，就是耶路撒冷。耶路撒冷以北是便雅悯，耶路撒冷以南。就是犹大。
You see from this map, four is Jerusalem. The north of Jerusalem is Benjamin. The south of Jerusalem is Judah.
所以我们知道，伯特利到耶路撒冷这一带就是便雅悯的产业。
So we now know between on the map between two and four, that's the land that belongs to Benjamin.
所以当亚伯拉罕在伯特利筑下祭坛的时候那么代表了便雅悯支派将来会得着他们的产业
When Abraham set up an altar in Bethel it just represents that Benjamin will gain their land
同样的我们不用多说在希伯伦亚伯拉罕筑坛希伯伦是犹大支派的产业
No need to repeat we're going to go toHebron, same for Hebron. The land of Hebron belongs to the tribe of Judah.
所以头三座祭坛是关乎雅各三个重要三个或者说四个重要的支派。
The first three altar is related to the most important four tribes. You can see three, you can see four tribes of Abraham.
那么还有好多支八个支派没有包括在里面，对吗
？But what about the other eight?
那么，当摩利亚的祭坛立起来的时候，是为着以色列全家。那么，所有的支派都要得着他们的产业。
When the altar at Moriah was set up, all other tribes will gain their land.
所以，当你抓住了这四个重要的地点。你就提起了整个的迦南地。
If you understand this four location, the importance of four locations, you will understand the importance of Canaan.
那大家能把这个地理跟历史啊，地和后裔，它是交织在一起的。那么透过亚伯拉罕这四座祭坛是非常非常清楚的。
So we all know that the history and geography are weaved together, knit together tightly. Through this picture, through our map, we can see that.The story of Abraham explained the geography really well.
那么我想时间的关系我们讲一讲应用啊，就是神要把地赐给你我神也要把后裔赐给你我
We will talk about the application to our life. God is going to give land to us. God is going to give descendant to us.
为了大家容易明白啊，我先用我们常识的角度讲一讲我们人生，然后我们来看一看它可以应用在属灵上。
Let's for the sake of everybody can understand, let's just talk about our life first. Then we're going to go into our spiritual meanings and how we can apply.
人活着到底追求什么
？What are we pursuing when we are alive？
大家想想看，我们人到底追求的是什么？
What are we chasing after?
我 记得刚刚到美国的时候就听见一个说法。
I remember when I first arrived in the United States, I've heard this one saying.
说将来有一个房子。
I will have a house in the future.
有一个 van.
I'll have a van in my future.
然后有三个孩子。
I have three kids.
开着车，三个孩子从车库里开出来。
All three of my kids are in my van. We drove out of our garage.
最后还有一只狗。
We must have a dog.
这就是美国梦。
This is the representation of American dream.
我还记得我买第一个房子，也是我在美国唯一的一栋房子。买房子的时候，我告诉我父亲。
I've only owned one, and you know, when we bought our one and only home in America, I told my father.
那个时候，我爸听见了，他说：“哇，是天文数字。”
My dad heard the price, and he said, "Wow, that's astronomical."
那今天这个数字在中国真的不算什么。
In today's value, it means nothing. It's not a whole lot.
所以，时代在改变。
Time is moving on. Things are changing.
但是人的基本追求方向没有改变，房子，房子，房子。
But our basic desire for the material things hasn't really changed. We still chase after house.
房子的风格不一样。
We can get different styles.
但是我们都在追求一块地。
But we're still chasing after this one piece of land.
不仅是房子，还有很多人说我的梦想就是创业，要建立，要有一个属于我自己的公司。
Maybe not just house. Some people say I want to be entrepreneur. I want to have my own a company. To me,
有的像现在正在 playoff 啊 NBA playoff， 那有的像你如果 into sports， 你如果是想走运动这一条线，你希望将来你能够成为像 Kobe 一样，像King James 一样的那样的 career， 有他的职业生涯。
If you are really into sports, and maybe when you were younger, you want to have a life of Kobe and LeBron James. You want to play basketball really well and make money.
然后也有的人说，我将来要我梦想啊，我追求知识。我的成就，我希望能成为一个作家，能出版我的第一本书。
Some people like to write. They want to have a lot of knowledge. They want to say, well, my dream is to publish my first book.
那无论我们追求的目标是什么，你发现圣经是用地来作为人类追求的目标。
It doesn't matter what your dreams are, what you're chasing after. The Bible uses the land to represent things we're chasing after.
但是当以色列人在埃及地的时候，他们也有地，但是他们那块地是为奴之地。
When Israelites was in Egypt, their land was to be the land of slave.
所以我们今天可以做房子的奴隶。
So today we can be the slaves of our own house.
我们可以做明星的奴隶。
We can be the slave of fame.
我们也可以成为创业，成为我们事业的奴隶。
We can also be ruled by our own career, by our own entrepreneurship.
我相信我们每一个人都有人生的经历和遭遇。
I can imagine every single one of us have a different experience in our life.
我们以为有房子了，我做主人了。
We think that now we own this home.
我以为我创业了，我做主人了。
We think that now, yeah, I'm my own boss, I have my own company.
你以为明星是主人了吗？
Do you think that celebrities are their own master?
我是 KU 的 Kansas 的，那我们出过一个就是在 NBA 最明亮的一颗星，那就是 Paul Pierce。
I'm from Kansas. Did you go to University of Kansas or KU?
Yes. KU, yes.
Brother Wu went to University of Kansas, and the brightest star they ever gotten was Paul Pierce.
那么你知道 Paul Pierce 的 career 是怎么结束的？
You know how Paul Pierce's career, how that ended?
他在 Boston, 他最亮的时候是在 Boston.
He played for the Boston Celtics when he was in his top.
但是后面的几年他换来换去，换到 Clipper, 换到哪里啊？那个 Nets, 换来换去。
But Paul Pierce swing from team after team, went to the Clippers, went to the Nets, went to the Washington D.C.
最后总算寿终正寝，Boston 把他请回去。
He ended his career kindly with Boston Celtics. They were kind enough.
但是最后那是很短短的约。回签这个约就是为了退休。
But the contract, you know, the meaning of the contract is to retire him at Boston.
那他算是不错的，能在发达的地方退休。
He had a good sports career where he can retire at where he had his top moment.
但是每一个几乎每像 Kobe 可能是例外啊，但是几乎每一个 NBA 的球星。
You think of other NBA superstars, besides Kobe. Kobe had a good career, ended in Lakers.
他都要学一个功课。It's a business. 这不过是一门生意。
They all have to learn this lesson that the game is just a business.
你做不了自己的主人的。
You can't be your own owner. You can't be your own master.
我们以为我们得到了那块地。但是在地上，那只是一个幻觉，没有一块地是真正属于你的。
We think we own that piece of land, so called. We think we got this, we got this, and we accomplished this goal in our life, but it doesn't really belong to us.
所以创世纪十二章，神对亚伯拉罕说：“你要离开你的本地、本族和父家，往我所指示你的地去。”
So that's why in the book of Genesis, chapter 12, God told Abraham and said, you must leave your own tribe, you leave your own people, and you must go to the place I point you to go to.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我不知道你的心在什么地方。
Dear brothers and sisters, I don't know where your heart's at.
我不知道你的梦是什么。What's your dream?
I don't even know what your dreams are.
但是我要问你的是
But I will ask you this.
你知道你实现不了你的梦吗？
Do you know that you will never be able to accomplish your dream?
你最多最多就是以为你梦想成真了。
You at most will have the feeling of I accomplished my goal.
那不过是一场梦。
It is nothing but a dream.
真的是梦。
It's really a dream.
总有一天你会醒过来，你发现这不过是一场梦。
One day you will wake up and realize, wow, this is nothing but a dream.
所以不管是房子，不管是职业，不管是什么，那是我们追求的地。但是你得不着这个地。
No matter it's this house you want to live in, no matter this job or fame or whatnot, it's this piece of land you would never be able to gain.
亚伯拉罕有了一个 wake up moment, 有了一个梦醒的时候。
Abraham had a wake up call.
神把亚伯拉罕从地上的梦带到了神里面的梦。
God picked up Abraham from his own dream and put it to God's plan dream.
神要把一块地，就是真的一块地，赐给亚伯拉罕。
God is going to give this real piece of land to Abraham.
那么亚伯拉罕不过是一个榜样，那神要借着亚伯拉罕告诉我们，神要给我们每一个人一块地。
Abraham is just a mere example. through Abraham, God wants us to know that we will all gain this piece of land.
主耶稣说，我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Jesus said, I am here to give life and give it life abundantly.
所以我们的迦南地就是在基督里面丰盛的生命。
Then our land of Canaan is in Jesus Christ. Gain the land abundantly through Jesus Christ.
圣灵要让我们知道，我们在地上所追求的地是捕风捉影。
The Holy Spirit is going to let us know that we are just chasing after shadows on this earth.
不过，当你被这个世界欺骗的时候，你可能还没有醒，你不知道这是一个梦，你以为你能得着地。
When you are fooled by the world, you think that you probably can get this land, but in reality, no.
我相信我们中间很多弟兄姊妹的儿女，或者有些年轻的弟兄姊妹在听，也许你在常青藤。
So for some of our brothers and sisters, their kids, and maybe some younger brothers and sisters, maybe you're in Ivy League school.
即使不在常青藤，你也是在prestige, 你在非常有名的学校，是人人羡慕的学校。
Maybe you're not in Ivy League school, but maybe you're in a very prestige college.
但是你知不知道，这一个大学的地，它也是一个梦。
Do you know that the land of so-called going to college is still a dream?
我的学校跟美国学校没法比啊，我的大学。但是在中国那个时候我也算是进了名校。
I went to a pretty good college at that time, at my time.
但是毕业以后这二十几年
,20 years after graduation,
真正关键的时候
,at any key moment,
你进什么样的大学没有一点的差别。
Where you go to school made no difference whatsoever.
真正重要的时候。
The most important point of your life.
但是神在神的旨意中，神要给我们一块真正的地。
But God in His will give us this real piece of land.
是美地，是流奶与蜜之地。
That is the land of all. That's the land of all power. That is the land of all grace.
我相信，如果你知道了真相，每一个人都要说。我怎么得到它呢？
If you know the truth, if you will ask the question, how do I gain this land?
那么亚伯拉罕人生中是透过四次筑坛，他得着了神给他的那块地。
For Abraham, he built four altars. That's how he got the land.
那什么叫做筑坛？我想我给大家两个简单的解释。
So what is building the altar? Let me give you two explanations.
第一个就是把地与天连起来。
First,
用我们今天的话就是祷告。
First one is to connect our land, our earth, to heaven, which is through prayer.
只有我们把我们所做的、我们所追求的在祷告中与天连起来，你才可能真正的得着它。
The only way for us to gain something is to, through connecting heaven and earth together, and through prayer, we can gain the real land.
所以我们这一张照片，这一张图，讲到四座祭坛，那么我希望也许今天圣灵能把祷告这个印象放在我们的心里面。
Through this picture, through these four altars, I hope the Holy Spirit will put prayers in all our hearts.
亚伯拉罕都不知道世界是什么地方，希伯伦是什么地方。
For Abraham, he had no clue what Shechem or Bethel are.
但是他就是站在那里祷告的时候，不知不觉中，神把 整个的迦南地赐给亚伯拉罕和他的后裔。
But through his prayer, God has put Shechem, the land of Canaan, into him, so that his descendant will gain this land.
那大家注意，不仅仅是赐给亚伯拉罕，是赐给亚伯拉罕的后裔，意思是这块地是永远的。
Pay attention to what I just said, not just to Abraham, but Abraham and his descendants. So this really represents the land will be here forever.
所以神要给我们的地不仅是真实的，而且是永恒的。
The land that God is going to give us is not only real, but is eternal.
但在我们身上有一个条件，就是要筑坛。
And there is one condition within us, which is to build an altar.
那第一个就是要祷告。
Number one is to pray.
第二个，筑坛的意思，坛不仅仅是求告，坛也是献祭用的。
The second meaning of altar is to give sacrifice.
我们坛是奉是献祭的坛，意思就是奉献。
The altar is the altar of sacrifice, which is to give.
当我们把我们人生的方向盘交在主的手中，如果人生的方向盘握在我们的手中，没有祭坛。
When our own steering wheel is in our own hands, we will not have an altar.
但是当我们把方向盘交在神的手中，我们说，神啊，是你的，你来负责。
When we let God take our steering wheel, we will say, God, this is yours. You are responsible.
这就是筑坛。
This is building an altar.
如果我们想得着神的祝福和丰盛，
If we want to have God's blessing and His grace,
那么我们要知道，迦南地就告诉我们，要有示剑，要有伯特利，要有希伯伦，要有摩利亚。
The Bible tells us that we must have Shechem, Bethel, Hebron, and Moriah.
那两个简单的意思，第一，祷告。
First meaning is must pray.
第二，奉献。
Second is we must give and sacrifice.
好，我想可能我们只能把一部分跟大家有点分享。我几张照片跟大家稍微过一下。
Let's look at some pictures quickly.
四座祭坛啊，那第一个是示剑，这是啊地图，有兴趣的弟兄姊妹可以回头去看。这个红色的这一个标记就是示剑所在的地方。
The location of the red mark is where Shechem is at.
示剑呢是一道山谷，它有南边一座山，北边一座山。
Shechem is a valley. There's two mountains on both sides, north and south.
那后天我们要讲到分开事件，为什么叫做分开事件？因为事件是在山谷之中。
On Sunday, we will talk about dividing or splitting the Shechem, because Shechem is really between two mountains.
十二个支派，六个支派站在南边的基利新山，基利新山是绿，一片青绿。
Six tribes of the Israelites will be on the Mount Gizrim, olive green.
然后另外六个支派在以巴路山宣告咒诅。
The other six tribes will be on the Mount Ebal, declaring curse.
基利新山，你大概看是有一点绿，然后以巴路山大概是一片枯黄。
If you see on the left side, Mount Gizrim has some green, but Mount Ebal is nothing.
那基利新山就让我们想到多水的淡，以巴路山就让我们想到干旱的南地，别是吧。
Mount Gizrim reminded us Dan, a little land of Dan, which has a lot of water. Mount Ebal reminded us Beersheba, which lacks water.
所以我们说过，事件是淡到别是巴的中间。
So we say Shechem is the middle point between Dan and Beersheba.
事件其实也是淡和别是巴的缩影。
Shechem is a shadow of Dan and Beersheba.
这里代表的是但，这里代表的是别示巴，那这里中间就是世界。
On the left side is represents Dan, Mount Gizrim. Mount Ebal represents Beersheba, and the middle point is Shechem.
所以世界是代表整个迦南地，来到世界就代表亚伯拉罕蒙召，所以世界的坛我们称它为蒙召的坛。
When Abraham heard God call him to Shechem, he went and he built an altar. That's why we say Shechem, the altar of Shechem is the altar of calling.
然后第二座坛就来到了南边一点，伯特利。
The second altar is on the southern part.
那这座坛是在伯特利与爱中间。
This altar is between Bethel and Ai.
世件代表的是成为基督徒。
Shechem represent being called by God and become the follower of Christ.
那伯特利与爱中间住坛，第二座坛就代表你不是成为基督徒，而是活着作为基督徒。
Where you are now, we are between Bethel and I. It represents not only you have accepted Jesus Christ, but living as a Christian, living as a follower of Christ.
当你要活在基督徒的生活中，
if you want to live a Christian life,
一面伯特利是神的家，在那里吸引我们。
On one hand is Bethel, which is the hand of God that really attracts us.
The house of God.
The house of God.
吸引我们。
Attracts us.
然后另一面有爱，爱代表的是世界，它也吸引我们。
I represent the world, which also attracts us.
那么只有我们学习祷告，学习奉献，我们才能面向伯特利，背向爱。
Only through prayer and sacrifice and giving, we can make sure that we face Bethel and turn our back against I.
所以第二座坛我们称它为信靠之坛。
So the second altar we call the altar of trust.
这是大概的照片，我们伯特利今天考古没有确定在哪里。
Through archaeology, we have no clue where Bethels are.
所以我们只知道大概在这一带。
We sort of know that's where it should be.
然后中间有一条山谷。
There's this valley in the middle.
然后这边就是爱，爱是考古发现。
On the left side, through archaeological discovery, we know where I is.
所以大概亚伯拉罕就是在这一带，他住伯特利与爱中间，就第二座的坛。
In the middle arrow, that's where the location is, probably where Abraham set up the second altar.
然后第三座坛在希伯伦。
The third altar is in Hebron.
希伯伦我们找不到亚伯拉罕所在的地方。
We cannot tell where Abraham was at in Hebron.
那你今天去希伯伦，一幅景象就是到处都是葡萄和橄榄。
But in Hebron, you can see lots of grapes and olives.
像这里就是葡萄园。
On the right-hand side picture, it shows lots of grapes.
然后我们可以找到一棵号称亚伯拉罕的橡树。
This is so-called the Oak of Abraham.
那据说有五千年了，这棵树。
This is 5,000 years old.
那当然，这应该不是真的，但它是非常古老，这是真的。
Probably not real, but it is very, very ancient.
所以我们找不到具体亚伯拉罕的时候，曼利的橡树在哪里？所以我们今天去，我们都是到这一棵被称为亚伯拉罕橡树的地方。那我们不是找那棵橡树，是知道大概这一带就是亚伯拉罕住第三座坛的希伯伦。
When we go to Israel, we couldn't really find the oak tree in Mamre, so we just go to a very old tree. Of course, we're not looking for exactly where the trees are, but we want to know, we want to have a good idea where Abraham had the altar built.
希伯伦是亚伯拉罕经过14年等候的地方。
Abraham waited 14 years to go to Hebron.
在希伯伦生了以实玛利。
Abraham gave birth through Hagar to Ishmael in Hebron.
然后14年后亚伯拉罕和撒拉也怀上了以撒。
14 years later, Abraham and Sarah Sarah was pregnant with Isaac.
那这说到神在我们身上的工作，不仅要把地给我们，而且要把以撒，要把后裔也要赐给我们。那这是和第三座祭坛有关。
This represents the work of God. Not only he's going to give us the land, he's going to give us descendants, as you can see through Isaac.
然后最后第四座祭坛是在摩利亚，就是在耶路撒冷。
The fourth altar is in Moriah, which is in Jerusalem.
那当我们来到耶路撒冷的南部，就是亚伯拉罕从别示巴往耶路撒冷去，从南往北。
When we go to the southern part of Jerusalem, where Abraham went from Beersheba to Moriah.
大概亚伯拉罕翻过山。第一眼能看见摩利亚山就在我们所在的这个位置。
Roughly when Abraham climbed over the mountain, the first thing he can see in his eyes is where this red arrows are.
所以就是相机所在的位置。
Sorry, where the camera's at.
然后这个黄色的点，黄色点当然是不得已今天的回教的清真寺，但是你可以想象那个红色点所在的位置就是摩利亚。
Unfortunately, the yellow little dot is the is the Islamic temple. It's the mosque of Islamic.
Right.
However, we can probably think that this was the point of Mount Moriah.
所以，当亚伯拉罕他走山路。
You can imagine Abraham was on a mountain, walking the mountain path.
大概就来到了这个位置，他能够看见摩利亚所在的地方。
He's probably at where our camera's at, so he can see where Moriah is at.
然后亚伯拉罕就和以撒同行，他把仆人留下，他和他儿子两个人独自往摩利亚山去。
So,Abraham left his servant where they are and went with Isaac to Mount Moriah.
那就在摩利亚，亚伯拉罕筑了他人生中第四座祭坛。
And in Moriah, Abraham built the fourth altar in his life.
亚伯拉罕完全不知道。
Abraham had no clue.
他不知道，就在他献以撒的地方。
He did not know where he was going to give.Isaac as sacrifice.
将来圣殿就建在这里。
The holy temple will be built in there.
将来以色列十二个支派一年三次要来到这一个地方。
He did not know that the 12 tribes will come to this place 3 times a year.
亚伯拉罕怎样把他心中最爱献给神。
How Abraham has given his dearest thing to God.
以色列十二个支派也要把他们从神所得的各地的土产最好的来献给神，来侍奉他。
How Abraham is going to his dearest thing to God, give his dearest thing to God, is the same way the 12 tribes will give them the best produce that they can get to God as offer.
所以我们这四座坛可以给它取名字，这四座坛的内容我们没有时间去讲，但是这四座坛大概的位置我们这一次简单的跟弟兄姊妹过一遍。
We can name the four altars. We don't have time to go into every single one of the altars this time.
那求主越过我们的有限对我们心中说话，我们一起有个简单的祷告。
Let's have our prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你是亚伯拉罕的神。
You're the God of Abraham.
你要把迦南地赐给亚伯拉罕。
You have given the land of Canaan to Abraham.
你也要把 属天的迦南地赐给我们每一个人。
You're going to give this heavenly land of Canaan to all of us.
求你借着圣灵唤醒我们。
We ask you to wake us through the Holy Spirit.
把我们从本地拉出来。
We ask you to pull us out of our own land.
把我们带到你所要赐给我们的迦南地。
We ask you to lead us to this land of Canaan that you want us to go.
借着亚伯拉罕，你让我们看见筑坛，筑坛。
Through Abraham, you let us see how to build an altar.
让我们在我们的人生，我们所在的环境中。
Let us, in our situation, in our own life.
我们来求告神的名。
Let us call on the name of God.
我们把我们自己来奉献给你。
We give up ourselves to you, God.
好让你所给我们的地能成为我们的产业。
So that you can give us the land that we can call this our land, our inheritance.
祝福这些话，向我们的心说话。
We ask you to bless the word and speak to us, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
抱歉拖了点时间。好，
没有，感谢主。